Well, in stakes last weekend, went the day well. A 3-year-old Cobra Proud citizen won the Grade 3 $500,000 Vinery Spiral Stakes at Turfway. Flashy Dresser, a 3-year-old colt in the first crop by Flashy Bull, won the Rushaway Stakes on the same card. And the next day, Vamos a Galpierre, a 5-year-old mare by Proud Citizen, won the Grade 2 Santa Ana Stakes at Santa Anita. I went the day well, is owned by Team Valor and trained by Graham Motion. That's, of course, the team which brought us last year's Kentucky Derby winner, and is following the same path. Proud Citizen is the sire of yet another prominent Kentucky Derby contender in Mark Valesky. He goes tomorrow in the Louisiana Derby. Vamo e Galopierre, a champion 2-year-old and a Grade 1 winner in Chile, has posted 2 stakes wins this year in the USA. Proud Citizen is the sire of 4 stakes winners plus 5 others to place in stakes already this year. Flashy Dresser is the 6th stakes horse from the first crop by Grade 1 stakes winner Flashy Bull, a list that includes Grade 3 Churchill Downs stakes winner Flashy Lassie and Beluga Bull, multiple stakes winners, a 2-year-old up in Canada. Proud Citizen, a proven Grade 1 sire, stands for $10,000 live foal. Grade 1 winner Flashy Bull, sire 3 first crop stakes winners, also stands for $10,000 live foal, and both stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Ask about breeding incentives. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world. Bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning from the clocker stand here at the Thoroughbred Center. Kind of a cloudy morning, kind of misty, a little bit foggy out there. Visibility isn't too good this morning.
And it's not too warm either.
No, it's not too warm. And no sun. It's probably just as well because the sun now comes up right smack dab on top of the 3/8 pole and you can't see anything over that, you know, unless you shade your eyes and whatever. It's hard to catch a horse just off that 3/8 pole now. But, that's the way it goes. That happens. And then, in the middle of the third week in June, it'll set to come up right on top of the quarter pole, which is not quite as bad because we don't have as many quarter mile works as we do 3/8 mile works. And then it starts its trek back. And then that's a sad day when it starts its trek back, you know. We've been able to sit outside on the porch out here and clock several times already this year. But stayed inside this morning. It's a little bit chilly out there. There goes something off half mile pole as we speak. Grab him off 3/8 there, would you, Holly? All right. Hard to do this and that also. Well, what are we going to do today? Jan Rail is coming in. Jan is the executive director of the Thoroughbred Horse Show Association. Now, they're setting these up, horse shows, just strictly for thoroughbreds. And the first one that comes coming up, at a Kentucky Horse Park on April the 14th and 15th. And, Jack, you've got announcements on that, I believe, there somewhere.
Yes, somewhere.
For more information, go to tbhorseshow.org. That's tbhorseshow.org. And that'll give you some more information. And if you stay tuned, Jan will be here at the top of the hour. And everybody, watch your wallets. Here comes Jamie Bruin. let's see what else we're going to do. Of course, Dr. Doug Byers and Michael Blowen were supposed. Well, Michael didn't show up last week. You know, he's
bigger fish to fry.
Bigger fish. Yeah, I think he's outgrown us. Steve Moody is incapacitated at the moment, but filling in will be Brian Turner, who is also with Briss, and he's doing the handicapper's sheep in place of Steve until Steve gets back hitting on all 8. And we're going to call Brian during the second hour. If I have time, I'll do something on Nadir, who's one of the better 3-year-olds in 1958, and maybe a Joe Palmer. And, of course, we've got Jackie's announcements. Now, we've had 52 winners out of here already this month. And let's see, since last week, Fred Seitz won the Rushaway Stakes down at Turfway last Saturday with Flashy Dresser. Flashy Dresser by Flashy Bull, of course, stands out at Airdrie Stud. Fred is here at the Thoroughbred Center. And not only a good trainer, but a nice guy to boot. Let's see, what else since last week? Trish Regard won down in Mountaineer with How Fast Thou Art. Paul Garcia won also at that same day and down in Mountaineer with Whiskey Rebellion. Chuck Hamilton won at Turfway. And last night at Turfway, Ron Isbell, and I better say Ron Shotgun Isbell, and nobody know who in the heck I'm talking about. Shotgun won last night with Major Winters. Major Winters. All righty. Jackie, you want to do some...
Sure.
That was a clocker phone that just rang.
Okay. I was looking on something out of order.
I'm sorry to cut out.
But that will be fine. I'll get to it.
Hello?
I'll recognize it when I get to it.
That goes... Matt Strait just went by. I think is he on a gray horse? Just went by?
No.
No? Okay. He's got his gray horse here. Belongs to his family, I think.
Oh, is that the one they had in Florida?
I don't know. I don't know where they've had him.
I
thought he wintered here.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's Florida bred.
Okay.
I think
got somebody else looking for work over there. Holly, somebody looking for work over there.
Just a minute, she's on the phone.
She'll be right with you.
Okay,
Jackie, you want to proceed?
Okay. I've got some horse park stuff coming up, and I got to tell you, this is pretty good. Dancing horse trainer Heidi Harriet to perform at the Kentucky Horse Park. She does trick horse, liberty, and dance horse training. There's a picture here of her, and you can't see the back end of the horse because it's covered with what looks like a big fancy skirt. Looks like it came out of Gone with the Wind. And this girl has been Walt Disney World, Ringling Brothers. It's kind of circusy kind of a thing. Reminded me when I was a kid, we rode at a saddle horse barn and they had these Hackney Pony classes and they'd have these young kids that would show these things, and the girls wore what looked like a very fancy, frilly dress. Well, what was so funny is they'd get back to the barn, a little girl would get out of the buggy, and the dress was still in the buggy. So they could change. Multiple little girls wore this buggy dress, and I tell you for all, I wonder whatever happened to that buggy dress. And Heidi Harriet seems to have it. Well, I has one just like it. Anyway, she's going to perform for visitors twice a day at the Horse Park, April 6th through the 8th. That's Easter weekend, so something fun to do after you've gone out and hunted for all those eggs and eaten all that chocolate. Now, the Pasofino Grand National Championship show is coming for the first time in its 40-year history to the Horse Park. First time in, it's brand new. 550 horses, 1,500 accompanying humans. It's going to take a whole week, October, to come up with the winner. October 7th through the 13th. They're very fancy, chunky horses. That's kind of an interesting thing to go see. So they're going to stay here for 4 years at least. That's a nice addition to congratulations to the horse park. In addition to, Joyce Bruinsfield's having children's camps, I got a notice that Punchtown Stable on Belmar Lane, south end of Lexington on Tate's Creek, is having camp dates in June and July for riders. So if you're interested, go to punchtownstable.com or 971-1485. I have an indoor and an outdoor. It makes it easier. My computer stopped this week, and I took it in the Lexington Computer Clinic. They kept it overnight. They looked at it and poked at it and did all kind of stuff to it and all that good stuff and fixed it up and shined it up. They even cleaned the screen. Said that may be their dirtiest screen they'd ever seen, but I said, you haven't seen my house. So anyway, they did a great job, and it was $39.99. And it's quicker, I noticed, a lot faster. And I feel a little safer. So there at Hamburger, they're in the same Meyer building down on by the end where the what is the name of that bank? U.S. Bank, I think. I can't remember. Anyway, down by the bank. They are Monday through Saturday. Give them a call. They open up at 10 in the morning. 263-7374. That is Lexington Computer Clinic. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society's Kentucky Southeast Indiana chapter is having a do on Bluegrass Steaks Day, and it's honoring Karen McLaughlin, who just won his, well, I guess he's past 1,000 now. It was last week. Anyway, this benefit is for MS, and Karen has MS, and it certainly hadn't affected his training. It's going to be Saturday, April 14th. What's that, like 2 weeks from today? Yeah. It's 6:30 p.m. You get tickets at the door. It's nice if you make reservations. They have a webpage, crystalbootslexington.org, or 294-7060. If you can't remember any of that stuff, you can call Spindletop. They can give you all the stuff. Shadwell Farm, one of our sponsors, is a sponsor of that MS thing. That's a very nice thing to do. Toba's 2012 seminars and clinics. Amazing. It's coming up pretty quick. May 3rd, they're having an ownership seminar at the Derby Museum. June the 1st through the 3rd, they're having a breeding clinic here in Lexington. Need to get a hold of them. Of course, it's toba.org, which is the easiest way to remember it, or you can call them here, 276-2291. TOBA, of course, means Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association. This week at the horse park, this weekend at the horse park, this is the last day of the month. Collegiate Polo Tournament, today and tomorrow, is winding up. It's been a four-day tournament. Today is the Paul Frazier Memorial Combined Test and Dressage Show. It's such a big deal. It's a sign of spring. And U.S. Mounted Games is hosting the Bluegrass Open.
Well, last Saturday at Gulfstream Park, the grade $250,000 Pan American Stakes was won by News Dad, 4-year-old colt by Arch, bred and owned by James S. Karp. News Dad, in his previous start, was a closing second. Just got beat a nose in the grade 2 Mac Diamata Stakes, also at Gulfstream. Earlier, he had placed in stakes in Canada and was beaten just a length in the grade 1 Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland. Arch is also the sire this year of Hymn Book, winner of the Grade 1 Don Handicap at Gulfstream, and Bauble Queen, winner of the Grade 2 Robert J. Frankel Stakes. Hymn Book is Arch's 8th Grade 1 Stakes winner, and he has also sired 4 champions, including the brilliant Breeders' Cup Classic winner Blame, earner of more than $4,368,000. Arch, of course, a Grade 1 Stakes winner himself, is a great source of classic stamina. Last year, his yearling sold for an average of over $134,000. He stands at Claven Farm for a fee of $30,000, payable when the foal stands in nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Samson, see the website at clavenfarm.com.
Valley Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van's has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Misty-eyed winner March 23 of a non-claiming race up in Chicago in her career debut is the 24th winner from the first crop by Bob and John. And Handley winner March of 28, the Gulfstream, is the 25th. Now, many are multiple winners. 18 won as two-year-olds last year, and two of won a placed in stakes, and they're winning at the major tracks, Aqueduct, Parks. Three have won at the fairgrounds, two at Woodbine, Oaklawn, Santa Anita, Monmouth Park, Hawthorne, Turfway, Golden Gate, Calder. So if you're looking for the winner's circle, Look to Bob and John, a multiple graded stakes winner of nearly $1 million, by seeking the gold out of a graded stakes winning daughter of deputy minister, and he stands for $7,500 live fold of Pin Oak stud. Also standing at Pin Oak is the proven sire of grade one stakes winners, Broken Vow, fee $25,000 live fold, multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire Cowboy Cal, a son of Giant's Causeway, whose first folds, now yearlings, are superb. He stands for $7,500 live fold, and Eclipse Award winner Sky Classic, the sire of 59 stakes winners and of starters, which earned an average of nearly $80,000. He stands for $10,000 live fold. Inquires to Clifford Barry or Nancy Stevens, and see the website at pinoakstud.com. All right, well, good morning, Dr. Doug Beyer and Michael Blowen, who played hooky last week.
Yes, we had people at on tour from Iran, from Kazakhstan, from Korea, from Japan.
Iran.
Yeah, and they all laughed at my jokes. I think they didn't understand any of them. That's why they laughed.
I'm sure they didn't.
I kind of mimed them. They thought the little horse was funny. That was good. No, actually, most of them spoke English.
Are you sure it was Iran?
Huh?
I didn't think they'd let anybody out of Iran anymore.
Yeah, they were from Iran.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they just visiting?
Yeah,
or they live in
here now? It was a UK. It's a UK program.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Played a little soccer with Silver Charm.
Huh? Horse spies.
Horse spies.
Horse spies, yeah, really. They came to the right spot. These horses look a little old to me. Hello? This is past your prime racing stables.
Yeah, well. You're on past your prime radio.
Look at this. Cool? Is this cool or what? This is the best. This is the daily racing form, okay?
Well, good luck to Mark
Pileski and Mr. Bowling in the Louisiana Derby. See? And it's the daily racing form, and old friends are getting together for this program. It's called the Old Friends Winner Circle. And this is an ad that's in tomorrow's racing form that they place for us for free.
Oh, well, I might have known that.
You know, he hasn't lost his
I didn't even have to ask.
No. And it says, good luck to Mark Pileski and Mr. Bowling in the Louisiana Derby. And it says, owners Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones nominated both horses to the Old Friends Winner's Circle program and have pledged 5% of the winner's purse if either horse wins.
Well, that's neat.
Old Friends, the Thoroughbred Retirement Center in Georgetown, Kentucky, could not exist without the generosity of supporters and horse owners. To find out more about the Old Friends Winner's Circle program, visit www.oldfriendsequine.org.
Just spill my water.
I didn't spill it. You kept a cap on it. Quit complaining.
Look at that.
What's the matter with him? Anyway, I hope they win. This will be the greatest thing because it's like $30,000 to Old Friends.
Oh, wow.
5% of
the... Well, you got the favorite in
yeah.
The prior credit, the prior it's, citizen.
Order. It'll be the biggest bet I've ever cashed without even putting up a dime. This is the ideal situation.
Didn't you pay the lottery last night?
Did
you
always play an angle? Did you? No, I didn't.
No, but neither one of you?
No.
Well, we're $3 ahead right here. I didn't either.
people in the office did. Diane got involved and got put up a couple of bucks. And
I did it once. This bunch over here at the HBPA office one time, there's about seven of them. They got up a whole bunch of them, the lad to buy lottery tickets, you know.
Yeah.
And about eight of them. And I got to, I said no first, and then I got to thinking, if those bums hit the lottery and I'm out,
right.
I'll never forgive myself. So that they got me for $1. So I'm $1.
No, that was a history-making occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you're still $1 behind.
You're right.
This is true.
Well, I've dodged a lot of them since then. So they got me once, but they'll never get me again.
This is great. Nice hat you're wearing today. He's wearing his Taylor special hat.
Oh, okay.
Susan wanted to get some tickets last night, but she would have had to drive to Maryland.
To get
the winning ticket.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's where it was from Maryland, wasn't it?
There's a couple more, too. I think one's in Kansas or
something. Oh, you mean they're going to have to divvy it? That's too bad.
It's a tragedy, isn't it? They can't keep the $500 million to themselves.
Well, I don't think, you know, by the time the government gets its share, they were talking about $360 million on the $500 million.
Yes, so exactly. Now, it's hardly worth the trouble filling out the forms.
That's what I said. That's the reason I didn't do it.
Said, I don't want to do that.
Well, most of these states were having some kind of a sexual event because they were so excited. It was 540, then it was 640. So since they get a percentage, of all that money
yes.
to put in there.
They're all
they're
smiling.
Just sitting there yesterday just going, cha-king, cha-king, cha-king. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the ones that are winning.
All righty. What's going on with you, Michael,
so that's,
other than the
tour? Well, we lost a really nice horse yesterday that we had for a long time. His racing name was Connery. He was named after Sean Connery, the James actor. And his name was Bingo. But we had him for close to 7 years.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I don't remember this one.
He had a colic. Well, it's a wonderful story, actually. I got a call from a woman named Terry Weaver. You know, I guess it must be 7.5 years ago now. And she asked me if we could take this horse, and we really didn't have any room. Well, about a day or two later, I get a call from a friend of hers named Jeff Cook, who's a very prominent equestrian. He's really big in the show world. Uh-huh. And he said, and he explained to me that he would do anything if we would take this horse, because she had breast cancer, and it was it was a pretty bad case, and she was headed in the wrong direction, and he'd do anything, and you know, he'd support the horse and he'd pay us. And I said, no, we'll take him. So over the next couple of years, TJ, as everybody called, he used to visit this horse all the time. And it was unbelievable to see the relationship that they had together. And at first she could come and see him and everything. Then she was in a wheelchair. But the last visit, she couldn't get out of the car. So we got him out of the field, and he stuck his head through the window and gave her a kiss.
Is that right?
And one of our volunteers, Tom Beatty, who's a wonderful guy, lives in Georgetown, he was there that day, and he took a picture of it. So we put the picture up on the Facebook. And so I'm really glad we took Bingo. And he stayed at Dr. Byers' farm for a while with Reva Way and with Cappuccino Kid. And so he did pretty well. And then he got the colic yesterday. Janet found it right away, thank goodness. And then we brought him over to Haggard's just to get the ultrasound, see what's going on. And Dr. Slovis said it didn't look good, so that was the end of that.
Yeah. I mean, how old was he?
25, 24. Yeah. He was up there.
Up there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happened.
I'm getting to dislike those pine trees over there. That's where we put Proper Reality down, Jade Hunter, Bingo. Yeah, but anyway, they were really great with him over there, and they didn't waste any time making the diagnosis and checking everything out and making sure there wasn't anything else we could do. So,
yeah,
that was good. That was sad, but that's what happens.
That's what happens when you get the golden oldies in there.
Yes.
Yeah. You got us a loser of the week?
Yes. Ooh.
Ooh.
I do. To go with Mark Valesky.
Oh.
For tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
For tomorrow. Yes. It's a horse named Finnegan's Wake.
Okay.
Named after that fabulous novel by James Joyce. Did you ever read that?
No.
Okay. It's an excellent book, but I'd really like to get your critique. I'd like to get your critique on it sometime. Anyway.
Was it published by Eclipse Press?
No. Oh, my goodness. Where do we start? Finnegan's Wake. Finnegan's Wake is a deep closer, and I'm hoping that Mark Valesky and Mr. Bowling will hang just off the pace. One of them will pull away, win the race, so I can get down on my knees and thank the Lord. And then Finnegan's Wake will follow him in at 15 or 20 to 1 and fill out a really nice superfecta or trifecta for somebody.
Okay, let's see. You got it there?
Yeah.
I don't remember the horse.
Well,
Finnegan's Wake.
Finnegan's Wake.
But that's tomorrow's form. My Sunday form's in the truck.
Well, I had to get this one because it has our fabulous ad in there. And I got to thank Mandy over at the racing form. I mean, it's just unbelievable how enthusiastic she's been. Listen to this. You know what else they're going to do? They're going to publish an edition of the racing form with all the old friends' past performances in it.
Oh, my goodness. I'll have to get that for sure.
I think James Joyce all the
heck. Yeah, that's better than James Joyce. Whoever heard of James Joyce?
It's James Joyce, not James George.
I said James
Joyce.
Okay,
I'm just checking.
You had your ears clean lately?
Aren't you glad I'm back this week?
Yeah, no, huh? Not particularly.
You guys must have really missed me. Huh? I don't think so. No, I got him. It's here somewhere.
It's up front.
It's right here.
Okay.
It's race number 10. And Finnegan's Wake is number 4 here.
All right,
you need your glasses, or you all right?
I've got glasses.
You want me to read it to you?
No. Isn't this the Braille edition? Let's see. Oh, he's a Powers Court. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Crawford, Dale Romans has got him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. He's eligible for 9-winner, 2-ran third in the Gotham.
Hey, we got horses. Yeah, we got a couple horses in this race that are eligible for 9 winners or 2, and one of them may be the second choice.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, I can see that.
I told Diane today, I said, I'm never going to root a horse more for a horse in my life than since my $3,500 claimer made his debut in a maiden special weight at Suffolk Downs. had the lead for the first mile. Faded to last and never ran again. That was the end of that. I said, my area of expertise is the horses that finish last. When they're finished last, that's when I want them. That's my area of expertise.
Okay, let me take a break here. We'll get Doc on. How's that?
I think that's a wise decision.
A wise decision. All right. Well, Unbridled Song sired 12 grade one stakes winners and arguably the fastest. Among them all is First Defense. He's sprinted 7/8 and 120 in 4 Belmont, 121 and 2 at Saratoga, 122 and 1 at Churchill. Won the Grade 1 $250,000 Forego at Saratoga by over 6 lengths. Won the Grade 3 Diaper at Belmont, 6 furlongs and 9 and 2. Broke his maiden as a 2-year-old by 8 and a quarter lengths at Belmont. Carried his speed around 2 turns when he won the Long Branch Breeders' Cup Stakes, because that's at Monmouth. That was at a mile and a 16th. He was also a game second to Hardspun in the Grade 1 King's Bishop, and he was equally adept on dirt and grass. And First Defense has the confirmation and female family to match his sire line and racing ability. His dam, a Grade 1 stakes winner, Honest Lady, is one of 5 graded stakes winners, 4 Grade 1 stakes winners, out of Grade 1 stakes winner and Broodmare of the Year, Troussard. And 2 of those Grade 1 stakes winners were top sires. No substitute for speed, you know, so watch for First Defense's first crop 2-year-olds to come out running this year. In fact, 2 experts asked by the Thoroughbred Times to select their top picks for who will be the nation's leading freshman sires, name First Defense among their top choices. Inquiries at Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, Judmont Farm, and see the website at judmont.com. I want to talk a little bit about my friend Tom Biederman, Biederman Brokerage and Auctioneers. Jackie, you wanted to say something about that. You've been looking at a piece of property over there close to us.
Close to us? It's 154
Just
acres.
Looking, not going to buy it.
No. And it's wonderful land. Now, it has a double wide on it. You know, you could build your own house, but it's really, really... I took some course in my past. I don't know if it was geology or whatever it was, but I got a topological map of Central Kentucky. And the very, very, very best parts of that soil in Bourbon County are on our road. And then out where Claiborne is, there's a couple more spots, but you see the circles on it, you know, and they describe it. And by golly, this is right in the middle of that. It's fabulous land. And the neighbors, you can't see much for the neighbors. Well, John Ward's a neighbor. And what's the name of that new farm? Something Lodge. It's beautiful. Some guy from Texas or somewhere.
Made his money in coffee. I forget, but I can't remember his name, but it's a beaut.
It's gorgeous.
I'm going to think of it in a minute.
See, this place for sale's in the high rent district. Then you come down by us. But anyway, it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful, and it's got a nice creek going through it. And let's see. Oh, I know. Denali's on one side. Denali's got 2. And then Denali's down on the other side of us. So it's wonderful land. So can't beat it.
That's a great piece of property. So come look at it. And can you get up, Jackie?
I'm cast.
I got to tell the story about getting down in the crawl space looking for a cat.
I had to save one of our bases.
Anyway, well, dig one up. This is Biederman Real Estate and Auctioneers. My good friend Tom Biederman, and it's BiedermanBrokerage.com, BIEDERMAN, Brokerage.com, 277-2030. All righty. The Average Starter by Kipling earns nearly $60,000. That's 12 times the stud fee. They pick up a check for $4,122 every time they walk under the starting gate. And nearly 1 in 10 is earned black type. Among the stakes winners is a winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Mile. Now, Kipling's a full brother to the 2011 Breeders' Cup Mile winner, Court Vision. He's standing his first season of stud for $10,000 live foal. Both are by champion Sprinter Gulch, who is over at Old Friends, incidentally, the sire of more than 75 stakes winners out of Weekend Storm by Stormbird. Now, Weekend Storm is a half-sister to Horse of the Year and Champion Sire A.P. Indiana. Class winner and outstanding sire Summer Squall. Out of the multiple graded stakes winner Weekend Surprise, and she's by Secretary. So with such a pedigree, it comes as no surprise that Kipling signed runners. He stands for $5,000, new in the full stands of nurses. Breeding incentives are available at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Inquiries to Pope, to Phil Hager, to Robert Keck. Number over there is 252-3770. And see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. Right, his sign just went off. That means there's a loose horse down here somewhere. Y'all see him?
Yeah, he's right there.
He's just standing there.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's down below. He's at the lower track. We've got two tracks out here to the Thoroughbred Center, 5/8 a mile, which is inside the mile track.
Boy, does he want to get caught.
And he has been caught already.
He walked over to the pony.
And there goes the rider, and that's Derek Short, and he's fine.
Okay, good. And the siren's off.
And the siren is off.
And now we get to hear the latest from our good doctor friend, don't we?
Yeah, Doc. Yeah. What's going on, my friend?
Oh, not much. I got a call from a well-known farm manager yesterday, and or the day before. He said, "Are we supposed to be vaccinated early for West Nile?" And I said, "Not that I know of." And you know, except for your foaling mares, you know, give them a pre-foaling boost to get their colostrum up. But he said, well, he had heard that the diagnostic lab was recommending early vaccination. So West Nile, probably to make that decision, they're looking at the climatic conditions, which are way ahead this year.
Yeah, they are.
Right? Yeah, and they'll say, well, mosquito population would be what they're monitoring, or the right kinds of mosquitoes starting to come up more than they want to see them come up. And then they also monitor the birds. You know, so if you find dead birds, then that's an indication as well. I don't know that they have specifically said either one is a risk, but if your horses are already vaccinated, they have an annual vaccine. So they're protected. Basically, if they pick up the virus, they can still get sick, but the disease is pretty much attenuated or weakened. And so the body, we've talked about it, the immune system, has a memory bank. And even though the titer, blood titer is low, or maybe not even have a titer anymore after the last vaccination, the memory system kicks in and remembers, oh, this is West Nile, got into my body. So it generates the antibodies. When you really get the disease, it's the frontline antibody for anything is called IgM, which is has more receptor sites to neutralize the viruses. In fact, one of the diagnostic tools for West Nile virus is called the IgM capture technique. They look at the amount of IgM in association with the West Nile, and they can tell the difference between a natural infection and a vaccinated horse. So the vaccinated horse doesn't generate the same amount of IgM. So that helps quite a bit. And I got to thinking, you know, it's kind of a narrative. All of these encephalitides have importance because humans get them. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they can be infected. And I remember that for West Nile and Eastern encephalitis and Western encephalitis, they all kind of have the same vectors with the mosquitoes going through the birds. And the animals don't have enough virus in the in their bloodstream, even when they're infected, even when they're going to die, that if the mosquito bites that horse and comes over and bites you, you're still not going to get enough virus to get infected. Mm-hmm. So it really isn't it's a zoonotic disease, which is animals to humans, but it's not a true one. It requires that intermediate host. So if the mosquito goes and bites a bird that has one of those viruses and then bites you, the virus content is high enough that you can get those diseases. And we've had, it's pretty rare to get Western and Eastern in Kentucky, although there have been a few reports. Mm-hmm. Most of the Eastern encephalitises occur down in the Florida region and then migrate up. And we've had a couple of cases up in here. When humans get it, it's about a 10% fatality. So it's significant.
Pretty serious, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So those viruses are out there, and you know, fortunately we have vaccines and we can prevent them or at least attenuate them enough that survival looks very good for those animals.
Attenuate, that's weaken.
Thank you.
You wouldn't have known except Doc already explained it.
Exactly. I wanted to prove I was listening.
Well, and again, it depends on the virulence, how potent a strain of virus is. You want to explain that one too?
No,
Michael?
No.
I got him now.
I'm just in charge of word translations.
Well, I need some.
I need the vocabulary department at Byers University.
Yeah. Now, there was one, if you can remember, back in the 70s, Venezuelan equine encephalitis showed up in the United States, mm-hmm. mostly Texas, California. And that one is much more virulent. And
I love it.
So,
V-I-R-U-L-E-N-T.
Yeah. The fatalities in the horses range from 25 to 90%, and the fatalities in humans are about 10%. So, again, right. It's like Eastern. Eastern and Western generally tend to be sleeping sickness. The horse just gets kind of stuporous. And
S-T-U-P-E-R-O-U-S, stuporous.
And as opposed to stupidest?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. All right, I'll be quiet. No, I'm sorry.
Did you get the message?
I think this kind of run its course.
We hope.
Now, in the 70s, when Venezuelan encephalitis got up here, the military had vaccine for it. So they actually vaccinated the horses. And the reason they vaccinated the horses was because, unlike Western, Eastern, and West Nile, the mammals, rodents, everything else, and the horses develop enough viremia to transmit it to people. So the mosquito from a Venezuelan scenario, mm-hmm. biting a human, the human can get the disease. The viremia is high enough. So they vaccinated and continued to vaccinate for probably a decade, and now we don't see too many vaccines used because the surveillance of the CDC, since these are human reportable diseases, then we're alerted pretty quickly. And those vaccines, again, become available. There are some multivalent, which means numerous combined vaccines. So you got tetanus, Western, Eastern, and West Nile and encephalitis, and Venezuelan in a few of the different vaccine products. So Venezuelan is still included, but not routinely. So it kind of goes away. One of my favorite stories about vaccinating for diseases, and I won't say who this farm owner was. If I did, you'd say, "Oh, I would expect that."
Maybe we can guess.
Go ahead. Had a horse with a yearling with tetanus years ago, maybe 20, 25 years ago.
Guess.
Huh?
Good. They don't advertise on
this
show.
Guess. We've already got a guessing game. We got another lottery going over here.
Exactly.
Anyway, I asked why the horse was not vaccinated. And I said, "Well, why isn't this horse vaccinated? It's a thoroughbred farm, good. Not a good farm, but, you know." He says, "Well, you know, we used to vaccinate, and we never saw the disease. So we quit vaccinating."
Fabulous. That's great. That is great. I understand why that's your favorite vaccine story.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, right. So mammal-to-mammal transmission occurs with Venezuelan, and fortunately we're not seeing that around here. The West Nile virus has pretty much gone through Kentucky, unvaccinated horses that are in remote areas would be the most susceptible if it were to come through. But we don't have the what we call an enzootic or epizootic infection that burned across the country like it did in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So, and that's pretty much the way it behaves. And so then the endemic population becomes naturally resistant because they get slight amounts of exposure.
Yeah.
So they get vaccinated through slight amount of natural infection. So the last one, probably encephalitis that we worry about the most, is rabies. We always get one or two horses in Kentucky that, one or two, but different species. We incriminate the skunk the most,
mm-hmm.
As the carrier. And, of course, that's got to be saliva transmitted. So in the old days, when I say old days, 30 years ago, the CDC was saying that rabies virus was in the air in bat caves. So that by aerosol, the virus was there. Well, it was there, but it didn't transmit. So it does take a direct contact with a bite.
Yep. Very good.
All right.
Okay, Don.
We
appreciate that. We're good. Time for a break.
Michael must have some kind of a comment, though, sir.
It'd be unusual.
I thought that was very interesting. Very interesting. I did.
Well,
right back to the bat case.
Now we can go back to the same bat channel next week, right?
All righty. Well, if you're breeding to race and you're looking for a promising young sire that stands for a modest stud fee, I have no qualms about recommending Mooston Farr, who stands for $3,000, Life Old at Shadwell Farm. Now, listen to this. He has 6 starters in his first small crop, 4 have won already, and the 5th has placed twice in 4 starts. So Groom of Doom won a maiden special in Mountaineer last Sunday, and as you know, the purses for a maiden special down in Mountaineer are pretty good. Muthiba, racing in Europe, has a 1st, a 2nd, and a 3rd. He stakes place. Ms. Mooston Farr has won her first start in a maiden special. Mukama has 2 wins and 3 seconds. Never been, has never run for a claiming prize. It's not surprising that Mooston Farr is running because Mooston Farr was a runner himself. A graded stakes winner at both Keeneland and Belmont Park. In fact, he won a place in 9 graded stakes, including grade 1 stakes, and was equally adept on dirt, grass, or artificial. He earned over $625,000. Mooston Farr is by Sires Unbridled. Great female family. And that stud fee again, $3,000 for a live foal. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes over at Shadwell Farm, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. I want to talk about a little bit about Quill and Tack down in Paris, Kentucky. And it's a great tack shop. They sell more halters than any tack shop in probably in the world. Close to, 17,000-18,000 halters a year from all over the world, and because it's a quality product, and the service over there is outstanding. It's a great tack shop to go into. Nice people work there. They take good care of you and get just about everything you need right there. If they don't have it, they'll get it for you. And they have a great gift shop if you're shopping for, a friend, especially children. They've got a great little girl, especially. It's a wonderful place. They have tours go by there now. It's so impressive when you go in there. And it's Quill and Tack, QILLIN.com. And that's my good friend, Ralph.
Quillen. Quillen's Tack.
Yeah.
Crazy man. Real music
fan. I didn't say that, Ralph.
I didn't know that they had all these rock bands and stuff in central Kentucky. He knows where they are.
He knows where all the good restaurants are, too.
And, too, absolutely.
Obviously, man. Well, anyway, that's my good friend Ralph Quill. Let me tell you where it is. You're going into Paris. You're going in from the Lexington area out the Paris-Lexington Road. You go to the 3rd stoplight in Paris there, and it's right there on your left. You can't. Parking lot right behind it. That's Quillin, Quillin, tack.com. Well, Artie Schiller is the sire of 16 stakes horses in his first 2 crops to race. 6 won a place in stakes this year, including Mr. Commons, winner of the Grade 2 Arcadia out at Santa Anita. That was his 3rd stakes win. He won the Grade 2 Sir Beaufort Stakes
at Santa Anita and the Oceanside at Del Mar last year, and he's placed in four more graded stakes, two grade one, including this year's grade one Frankie Kilmore Mile, and last year's grade one Santa Anita Derby. Comes as no surprise, Artie Schiller sign winners. Schiller, he won seven stakes himself. Six were graded, including the grade one Breeders' Cup Mile, placed in seven more, all graded. He earned more than $2 million. And he is one of some 85 stakes winners by the top sire El Prado, out of the multiple grade one stakes winner Hidden Light. Artie Schiller stands for $10,000, doing a full stand of nurses at Windstar Farm, and there's a 5% discount if you pay that fee by November 1. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett, 873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. All right, Jackie, you want to continue?
Yeah, Michael looked funny, wasn't he? And Doc was informed. Doc was pretty funny, too. They were on their game. Whatever that is.
On their game?
On their game. Yeah. I'm talking basketball talk for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the big game. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous about it. I don't know why. I'm just real antsy.
Sun's going to come up tomorrow either way.
I don't know. It may not. Not in central Kentucky if it doesn't go the right way. All right. Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club's looking for new members. So all you people out there that are part of it, grab somebody and drag them in. You know, it's a good idea. You learn stuff all the time. If you're going to be around horses and stuff like that, you need to be open to new ideas. They don't have things like updates, except vet updates stuff, like they do in a lot of professions, you know. But this takes the place of that sort of thing. So today is the statewide horse grooming contest, which is out of this world. I'm in love with that. I'm going to have a state grooming contest myself. We have four head on the farm. I need four contestants. The entry fee is $10. Bring your own grooming tools. How's that? I threw that in just, and whoever I judge is the best of cleaning up my four raggedy horses gets a prize. So, anyway, give me a call. Huh. Smartest thing I ever heard. Let's see. So that's over. That's it today. Horse Park has a new interactive exhibit for kids. It's called the Educational Kids Barn. They get to put hands on these little ponies and horses. It's just a wonderful thing because the kids go out there. Kids want to go see horses and do something with them. They like to look, but the fun part is getting your hands on them. So if you're interested, it's open Wednesday through Sunday. Wait a minute. You know, it's 7 days a week now. The horse park's open since March 15th, 7 days a week, 9 to 5, $16 for adults, $8 for kids. Kids under 6 are free. Well, what a fun thing. If you want to find out more about this, give the horse park a call. As for Laurie Mays, she's the one that's in charge of continuing education. Colostrum banks are low, low, low. Once again, you farm managers out there, if you can do something, you can toss a coin or you can call Woodford or Rudin Red or Haggard to see who needs it the most. Kentucky Dressage Association, this is a piece of paper I had out of order. Let me see if I can find this real quick. Yeah, May 24th through the 27th, they're having their Kentucky Dressage Association 26th annual dressage show, and that's at the horse park. Dressage is great. When you get to feel like you're too old to go over sticks and you're getting a little afraid of galloping straight downhill, fox hunting, dressage is something to do. I mean, and not that it doesn't have young people too, but it's an excellent way to keep riding and not feel like you're going to break your neck. Now, I think Masterson Indoor is still open. If it is, it's Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And you might want to give Georgia a call you can get her number. Just got going to, what is it, Lexington, Fayette County Urban Government. And ask for Georgia and ask about Masterson. And her number is 253-0328. But that was nice because such a mucky, warm winter made the footing awfully soggy. So you can go in right inside. Now, if your trailer needs repair, Sally Van Lines does work on other people's trailers and stuff. So I got this from a friend of mine. She had her fenders repaired, rubber mats repaired, brakes checked, bearings packed, and la, la, la. So give them a call at Sally Van, or you can go to sallyvan.com. But who else would do a better job, for crying out loud? That's the business they're in. My friend Joyce Brinsfield down in Woodford County, Valley High Stables, they will have summer camps. The first summer camp is beginning in intermediate June 18th to 22nd. And then she's having a serious competitor one July 9th through 13th. And listen, there's an adult camp, and it's an evening, July 30th to August 3rd. Can I go? You're not paying attention to me. See, whenever I say something about this, he just shuts down. What? I want to go to camp.
Want to go
riding
to camp?
Camp at Joyce's. Please. You can give me that for my birthday and Christmas.
I'm not saying anything.
I know he's not saying anything. Oh, okay. Anyway, give Joyce a call, 948-2632 or jbballyhigh@aol.com. They are next week having an Easter fling, no thrill schooling jumper show. That's April 7th. Now, 7th is a Saturday. Easter is Sunday the 8th, I believe. Yes, day before Easter. They go from jumper warm-up, 2 foot. Ooh, less than 2 feet. I could go to that one. And beginning jumper 2 foot, all the way up to open jumper speed class at 3-6. So, once again, it's $10 a class. That's down on Pinkard. You take the Bluegrass Parkway, get off the 33 exit, turn left, and go down, and there is a fork in the road. Turn left, and you're practically there. JBBallyHigh@AOL.com. Her number is 948-2632. She has a really nice, nice facility. April 10th is the next farm managers meeting featuring Alan J. Ruggles, DVM. It will be at the Red Mile. You need to make reservations next the week before that day, April 10th. They like to get it the Friday before, but that's okay. Anyway, ktfmc.org.
Well, Art sired the winner of the Grade 2 Pan American Stakes at Gulfstream last Saturday. In fact, he sired 3 graded stakes winners already this year, and that includes his 8th Grade 1 stakes winner. One of the 8 Grade 1 stakes winners is Arch Arch Arch, winner of the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby. Prior to his impressive victory in the Arkansas Derby, he had won the Grade 3 Southwest Stakes, also at Oak Lawn, and the Sugar Bowl Stakes at the Fairgrounds in what was just his second career start. In fact, he is the most precocious son of Arch at stud. Arch 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 is bred along the same lines as Eclipse Award winner Blame. Both are Grade 1 stakes winners by Arch. Both are out of granddaughters of Mr. Prospector, which perform with distinction in stakes. Arch Arch Arch, Dan placed in 5 stakes, 2 graded. And both went on to become Grade 1 stakes producers. Arch Arch Arch, second Dan by the great Nureyev, won Grade 1 stakes, and the family bounds with superior graded stakes winners. Arch 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 is standing his first season at stud this year. Stands for $10,000 doing a full stanza nurses over at Spendthrift Farm. Get in touch with Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Sean Fell or Ned Toffee. Number over there is 294-0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at FrisNet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Well, spring arrived early this year. Now, you know, it's a good time to look at Equine Savings Program for your next mower purchase. And the Equine Savings Program, easy to use, saves you up to 28% off commercial mowing equipment from industry leaders like, well, specifically Toro and Exmark. Nothing to join now. All you have to do is tell them who you are and who you're doing business with, and you get that discount. And anyway, a percentage of that goes to the KTA and the Kentucky Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association to promote horse racing. And Equine Savings number, let me give it to you. It's 877-905-004. And you can visit your local Toro and Exmark dealer, and you'll find a simple pricing program, one price for everybody. No problems whatsoever. Also, farmpaint.com. And Farm Paint Company has a new location here in town. It's 700 Phillips Lane in Lexington, and that's out, I believe that's out Old Frankfort Pike. And you get a good discount on that product, too. Lori Douglas is the national sales manager, but just go on out to it's 700 Phillips Lane. I don't know exactly where that is.
I don't know.
It's out to Old Frankfort Pike somewhere out there.
Old Frankfort. There's a bunch of stuff right inside New Circle Road. I'll bet that's what it is.
Yeah, you go out New Circle Road and you turn right. And I thought there was a jail up there.
and the dog pound and the place where
the dog pound's closer to town.
Oh, this is on the other side?
Let's get back to the paint store. They're the sponsors.
Okay.
Anyway, that's where they are.
The girl out of the country. And
there you go. Anyway, Equine Savings is locally owned. That's my good friend Steve Anderson, incidentally. And his website is equinesavings.com. You can get all his numbers and everything right there. Like I say, it doesn't cost you anything to join. And you can just flat save some money there. Equine Savings. .com. Be with you in a minute.
Run, old Molly, run. Run, old Molly, run. Tinbrook's gonna beat you to the bright shining sun. To the bright shining sun.
All right, it's me. What's coming up, of course, is the High Hope Steeplechase. And this year, for fun, they are having a sportswoman's challenge. Remember they used to have the sportsman's challenge? The heck with that. Now we're having the sportswoman's challenge. It is a mile, lady riders, and sport horses. Hopefully nobody's going to slip in there with some claimer off the racetrack.
Next stakes horse, they used to.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they used to run some ringers in there, boy.
I know. Yeah. They've got to be a little interesting. Anyway, they're going to have the post position draw like they used to do for the men. They're having it for the women at McCarthy's. So there you go. So there'll be plenty of drink. May 18th, that's a Friday. Now, the deadline to enter is April the 20th. Lady riders only, I said that. Sport horse types, fox hunters, eventers, hunter jumpers. I mean, they can be thoroughbreds, but they have to be redoing something else. Preferably owned or competed by the rider. It's a mile with a pace setter. Oh. $500 entry fee. See, they're trying to make money. That's why you have to get sponsors. So I don't know what the field will be. Probably 12. Mark McAtee, sounds like him, doesn't it? McAtee getting this thing going.
McAtee's all over. Paul trains out here.
Yeah.
Manages Sandringham Farm.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mountaineer this weekend.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
He got running a couple up there.
Anyway, you want to
get... He's got a brother runs a big farm up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Where all the mares are going.
Where all the mares are going, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mark's number is 621-1604.
He's got Smarty Jones up there, as a matter of fact. Farm he manages. I can't remember the name. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Either.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Anyway, come on, girls, before you hang up your boots for the summer. Do that. Now, one more thing. Popular Road to the Horse comes to Kentucky. World-renowned trainer competition to determine world champion of colt training. When they say colt, no fillies, that means this is cowboy stuff. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Cowgirl over here.
Cowgirl over there. Cowgirl alert. So that's coming. Now, also, Spring Civilian Equine Sensory Clinic by the Mounted Police, May 19th at Masterson. Let's see what else. Spring Bay Horse Trials are at Masterson, April 6th through the 8th. That's the weekend of Easter. Let me see what else I got. That's pretty much it. So
that's good because it's time for...
Okay.
It's the top of the hour.
Top of the hour.
Risky Rachel, a daughter of Limestone, recorded her second stakes win at Aqueduct last Saturday in the Broadway Stakes. She's one of nine stakes winners from the first two cups by Limehouse. A list that includes Delightful Mary, champion two-year-old of filly of her year in Canada and placed in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Two graded stakes winners at Churchill Downs, plus stakes winners at Keeneland, Tampa Bay, two at Woodbine. Limehouse is a multiple graded stakes winner in Millionaires by Grand Slam. Grand Slam, 72 stakes winners he sired, four already this year, and he stands for $5,000 to win a full stanza nurses at Vinery, Kentucky. You're invited to visit Vinery, Kentucky to inspect Limehouse and the Vinery stands. And while there, be sure to inquire about the state-of-the-art facilities offered at Vinery, Kentucky, Vinery, Florida, and Vinery, New York. Vinery is well prepared to serve your equine needs from conception to the winner's circle. The number is 455-9388. Ask for John Gasper, Grant Williams, Francis Rillihan. Ask for Francis, she's the cutest. Steve Castanola, and see the website at vinery.com.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call. 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studios, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, in stakes last weekend went the day well. A three-year-old Cobra Proud Citizen won the Grade 3 $500,000 Vinery Spiral Stakes at Turfway. Flashy Dresser, a three-year-old colt in the first crop of Flashy Bull, won the Rushaway Stakes on the same card. And the next day, Vamo a Galopierre, however you pronounce it, a five-year-old member, Proud Citizen, I got that right, won the Grade 2 Santa Ana Stakes at Santa Anita. Went the day well, is owned by Team Valor, trained by Graham Motion. That's the team that brought us last year's Kentucky Derby winner. And he's following the same path. Proud Citizen is the sire of yet another prominent Kentucky Derby contender in Mark Valesky. He goes to Mar in the Louisiana Derby. Vamo a Galopierre, a champion two-year-old and grade one winner down in Chile, and that's why I can't pronounce it, has posted two stakes winners this year in the USA. Proud Citizen is the sire of four stakes winners plus five others to place in stakes already this year. Flashy Dresser is the sixth stakes horse from the first crop by the grade one stakes winner Flashy Bull. A list that includes the Grade 3 Churchill Downs Stakes winner Flashy Lassie and Beluga Bull, a multiple graded stakes winner up in Canada. Proud Citizens, a proven Grade 1 sire, stands for $10,000 live foal. Grade 1 winner Flashy Bull, sire of three first crop stakes winners, also stands for $10,000 live foal. Both stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Ask about breeding incentives. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
I got the horse right here.
All righty, we're starting the second hour of this mess. And I've got Jan Rail, courageous Jan Rail, came here to get on the show with me this morning. Get close to this now, Jan. Jan is the executive director of the it's a new organization, I believe, Thoroughbred Horse Show Association, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And it is new.
It is brand new. We just thought of the concept last fall, and we're going to have our first show in 2 weeks out at the horse park.
Okay. And how can you get a horse into this? I mean, what is it?
Well, they just have to be off-the-track thoroughbreds or else papered thoroughbreds. And it's just kind of an introductory to horses getting into the show ring. So it's designed and set up for horses coming off the track or with no experience. So we have introductory levels in dressage, combined training, some competitive trail riding, and a lot of walk, trot, simple, low-key classes.
Is this going to be the first show that you
have? Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Who's behind all this?
I guess myself and a few others who were wondering why there was not a breed show for thoroughbreds, because every other horse breed has their own breed show. So
it's a good idea.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it gives. I think there was some talk about that, oh, geez, several years ago. And you're the one who's getting it started, huh?
Yes, we are. We're going to just, there's no reason not to. There's so many horses out there that need something to do.
There's some great programs around here.
There are. There are a lot of new vocations and a lot of retrained organizations, the secretariat centers out at the horse park. So a lot of people are getting very involved now and finding these horses a second career.
Yeah. I know Lisa Malloy real well over at your new vocation. She's great.
She is great. She's bringing advice, so that'll be exciting. He's just come home from the track, so he's just going to do some of the simple in-hand classes. He's not going to be ridden, but he'll be shown in-hand just to get him out and get him seen a little bit.
Well, I imagine she's got a lot of them over that she could bring over.
She is. She's going to bring five, actually.
That's what I thought.
So she's...
Yeah. We gave her a filly a couple of years ago, and the filly turned out to be a bleeder, and we just didn't want to run her, you know, put her through that. So we gave her to Lisa, and she found her a home up in Michigan, this little girl. A little 14-year-old girl up there.
Yes.
And she sends us Facebook stuff up with us, you know.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, oh, it's fun, yeah. Showed a picture of her sitting on her. They with no bridle, no saddle, just sitting on this filly.
Yep.
Yeah, now I think she's just 5-year-old now. And it's ridiculous.
They adapt very well to a new home environment.
It's amazing.
Yep.
And Lisa does it faster than anybody. That's what impressed me. I was always told, I don't know about you, that a horse off the track, you had to give him at least a year to let him down. But
yeah,
that's not true.
I don't think that's true. I think it's all their personality types, and you'll find that in any breed. You'll find a high-strung, nervous horse in any breed. Just thoroughbreds. Some thoroughbreds are real quiet, and some take a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting much response to this yet,
We are. I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm surprised how many people are coming from far. We have groups coming from Finger Lakes and Aiken, South Carolina. And
how'd they hear about it?
We've got a lot of good positive publicity and press releases and things like that.
Yeah. Huh.
Charlestown, West Virginia is bringing a group, and Hot Springs.
Oh, well, that's super.
That's going to be fun. It's going to be really
super.
Fun.
Yeah. Where are you from?
My husband and I have been here about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But I traveled around quite a bit.
Yeah, you didn't answer where you were from, though, were you?
Well, my father worked for the government, so I lived in Virginia. I got first racetrack
I ever
worked on.
Is that where you were born?
Yes. My first racetrack I ever went to was Charlestown.
Okay.
And I thought when you make it to the big leagues, you would go to Bowie. But later in life, I was living in Florida, and I had an opportunity to, I was galloping horses at Hialeah, and I ended up galloping at New York, and there you go, so.
Who are you getting on horses for?
Sil Beach.
Oh, were you really? Is that right?
I'm dating myself.
Just a hair. It doesn't show, I'll tell you. Is your husband in horse business too?
Well, he owns some.
Oh.
He owns some.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how this
You better have a day job. Yeah, right. Well, you got on horses for Sil.
Yes, I did.
How long has he been gone now?
I don't know.
I don't know quite.
The year I galloped for him was the year of Engine One.
Oh, is that right? He was Engine One was the son of that horse that Henry White had over there that was blind. I bred to the damn horse. Now I can't think of his name.
Well, his son had, I think John had Devonna Dale that same year or two. So it was all that same time period.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good period. Our Michael. That's who he was by. Engine One was by Our Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And time to think of the guy that had him. Ben Ferguson owned him.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever meet Ben?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he was a character. He was from down in Paris. I'll tell you a funny story about it. Well, Sil was standing right here when this happened.
Uh-huh.
Out in the paddock at Keeneland.
Okay.
And Ben had bought a house right down in Lexington. You know where the old library was and the statue out there, you know? The kind of a nude lady out there with a statue and the water coming down.
Okay.
You've seen that.
Uh-huh.
Right across from Transylvania.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, okay. So I said, Ben, where'd you buy your house? And he says, and he told me the name of the street, and I couldn't think of it at that time. And I said, oh, that explains it. And he said, what do you mean, Ursel? And Ben would kind of spit a little bit when he talked. What do you mean, Ursel? I said, there'd been complaints about somebody molesting that statue out there. And I thought Seal was going to fall down right there. Oh, Lordy. But he was a nice guy.
And he was a very nice
yeah,
man.
But he's the first one that you galloped horses
yes.
for?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, then you obviously had some experience riding before you met Seal.
Yes. I'd been riding the show horses. And actually, I started out breaking yearlings for Mr. Mellon on Mr. Mellon's
Paul
farm
Mellon.
In Oakville, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's highfalutin. You got on some good horses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of those, this little bay horses. Was it Arson Letters? I can't remember that other stallion he had, but they all looked the same. Can't recall.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. Let me take a little break here and I'll get right back to you.
Okay.
But I got another story I can tell about Seal. Last Saturday at Gulfstream, the grade $250,000 Pan American Stakes was won by Newsdad, a 4-year-old colt by Arch, bred and owned by James S. Karp. Newsdad, in his previous start, was a closing second, beating a nose in the Grade 2 Mac Diamata Stakes, also at Gulfstream. Earlier, he had placed in stakes in Canada and was beaten just a length in the Grade 1 Bluegrass at Keeneland. Arch is also the sire this year of Him Book, winner of the Grade 1 Don Handicap at Gulfstream, and Bauble Queen, winner of the Grade 2 Robert J. Frankel Stakes. Him Book is Arch's eighth Grade 1 stakes winner. He's also sired 4 champions, including, of course, the brilliant Blame, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic and of over more $4,368,000. Arch, a Grade 1 stakes winner himself, is a great source of classic stamina. In 2011, his yearling sold for an average of over $134,000, and he stands at Claiborne Farm for a fee of $30,000 doing a full stands and nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, has been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, Daddy Knows Best, winner last Sunday, the Grade 3 $800,000 Sunland Derby, is a 3-year-old colt in the first crop by Scat Daddy, bred by Patricia and Elia Trust, and trained by Steve Asmussen. Daddy Knows Best, in his previous start, had won the Grade 3 El Camino Real Derby, and he's now earned more than $633,000. He is the 6th stakes winner, 4th graded stakes winner from Scat Daddy's first crop. 6 more are placed in stakes, and 9 of the 12 first crop stakes horses, 1 are placed in graded stakes. The champion freshman sire in 2011, Scat Daddy, was also the nation's number one sire of 2-year-old winners last year with 29, and he's currently the nation's leading second crop sire. A grade 1 stakes winner at 2 and again at 3, and winner of over $1,344,000, Scat Daddy is by world champion juvenile and grade 1 sire Johannesburg. Out of a daughter of Mr. Prospector, he stands for $17,500, doing a full stands and nurses at Coolmore's Ashford Stud, home also of champion sire Giants Causeway. For more information, call the farm, 873-7088. Check the website, coolmore.com. Leading sires, potential leading sires, only at Coolmore.
Highway has tears written on time. The
We were talking about Seal Kiger, and I was going, Seal Kiger. Sylvester Veach. I know Seal Kiger, too. You probably do, too.
No, I don't.
No, he's an insurance man, been horse insurance man, been around here for about 100 years. Anyway, Mr. Veach had a lead pony that he wanted to give it a home. And so he sent it to Carter Thornton down here in Paris, Kentucky. And Carter told me about it one day. I was standing right out here. And he said, I got that old pony of Seal Veach's out there. And boarding, you know, I'm just hanging on to him, you know. I says, is he paying board? He says, well, he sends a little bit of money every now and then, you know. And I said, you know what, says, I bet that pony's been dead 5 years, and you're just collecting money. Oh, what the hell are you talking about? And Carter did. He came back the next day. I'm going to cuss you out. Says, I went home that day, and that horse, that pony died. But anyway, getting back to you. I'm talking to Jan Rail here. You got on horses for Paul Mellon, then you knew Mac?
A little bit, but I worked on the farm, so we didn't see Mr. Miller very much.
You didn't see him too much?
No. Yeah. But Mr. Mellon came down to the barn every morning.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
he did.
Geez, what a great twosome that was, you know.
They were.
Yeah, Mac Miller, of course, lived down in Versailles, and he just passed away here recently, and he was a great guy. Good guy and good horse.
They both were.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Class outfit.
Yep, very much so.
Yeah. Did you ever do any fox hunting in Virginia?
A little bit. I didn't. I legged up field hunters, but I didn't actually do any hunting.
Didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you're not a true Virginian then.
No, I was sent off to Hialeah very shortly thereafter, so I didn't spend too much time in Virginia.
Was your family involved in horse business?
No, not at all.
Okay. You were just the...
Just the horse-crazed teenager.
You were the black sheep.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Well, it happens. Yeah, I married one of those. Oh, my goodness. Well, how did you get to New York then? Did you go up there with Sil or
yes.
Riding there? Who else did you get on horses for?
Just primarily Sil for 2 years.
Yeah, just for 2 years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did he have Engine 1 there with you, wasn't you?
Just before I started for him, that same year, yeah.
Very fast horse.
Yes.
Very fast horse. It about killed Ben first when that horse died down in Florida, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He just cried like a baby. He called me up and told me. Couldn't talk on the phone hardly. And, that was too bad. He was runner-up to Gold, what was that good filly that went on and became the dam of... the horse that stood out at the champion sprinter that stood out at Shadwell Farm. Oh, my memory's shot all to hell. She was the damn gold. What was her name? Do you remember? I can't remember that. That's awful. That's what happens when you grow old, I guess. Well, where did you go after you left the racetrack then? You're down out here doing helping some clocking now.
Mm-hmm. I stayed on the racetrack for quite a while, and now I'm out at Keeneland. I worked the sales for a while, and I still work for the sales for TaylorMade, and now I am an assistant clocker out at Keeneland, helping Red,
mm-hmm.
and watching all those horses need a new home, so I thought it was time to do something.
How does it work out there? What do you do? I've never done any clocking at Keeneland. I've just been stuck here.
Pretty much like it is here. Red and Billy Pettengill sit upstairs, and they have me at the gap. And so I just use a radio to radio up to them what horses are coming onto the track and who's going to work and at what distance. And then they radio back the times that I can give to the trainers.
Okay, and you ID them for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I have to have done for me because they break something out of the gate over here. I've got a walk. Do you have a walkie-talkie with a gate?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah. And... you know, if they break three or four horses, you know, sometimes that can be that can be confusing.
Yes.
Yeah, especially if it's a little dark or the weather's not too good.
They tend to like to work all the horses in the same color too. Did you notice that? One chainer will send those four similar bays to the gate.
Yeah, but Joe Heat, who's the starter here, he's pretty good. He'll call me up and say the rider's got a red vest, you know, one in the middle, you know, is a chestnut, and then one on the outside's a gray, and so that helps. But it gets, I don't know how, when do they renovate, they renovate the track at what time out there?
We don't have a break, we're on poly track.
Oh,
so there
right.
is no break.
Yeah, but that's when it gets really hairy here.
I know, and Red's not going to have a break over there.
Yeah. Okay.
He likes it just steady all morning. Yeah.
Now, are there two clockers up there? Has he got somebody recording for him? Or
yeah, it? There's Big John from Churchill's over there a little bit helping him. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Billy Pettengill will be here on Monday.
Okay, so they've got...
And then Steve comes. So there's usually three during the 3 weeks of the meet, yes.
Oh, okay, three during the meet. And they've got somebody writing it down also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't. Just one person does the recording, right?
Red primarily does most of the writing down. Billy Pettengill will do some writing too, but yeah. They all do their own writing. And
oh, they do?
I guess. I don't know what they're doing up there.
Well, help me out there. Send a spy.
I know. They keep calling me down asking for confirmation. I tell you, they're pretty sharp because they call me a lot looking for me to check markings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Making well, sure it has what they're supposed to have.
Yeah. That's a little bit of a disadvantage here because we don't have registration papers here.
Mm.
You know, and yes. Of course they can check the markings against the papers out there.
Right, and they do.
And they do, yeah. And not only that, we've got a whole lot of babies out here. I mean, new names for two-year-olds, you know.
But I did some 2010s, you know, where they gave you the dam's name and then 2010.
Uh-huh.
So
They're not
even named yet, so yeah. I had some 2010s this morning.
Did you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We get those too. I hate it. But it's fun, you know.
It's very fun.
I stopped training. I sat on my last horse in 02, and they never had a clocker out here. And so Keeneland, Jim Pendergast over here, and wanted a clocker, and Keeneland wanted a clocker. And they asked me if I'd do it, and I said, well... This was in March of 03, and I said, well, I'll get you started. You know, I've never clocked anything but my own horses before. And it was got to be fun.
It is a fun job. Are you here 7 days, or what days are you
here? No, I'm just here 6 days a week. Excuse me, 5 days. Tuesdays through Saturdays. And there's no clock here on Sundays and Mondays.
Right.
Yeah. So we're kind of on a semi-honor system.
The clipboard.
Here. Yeah, the clipboard.
Yes.
Yeah, so you know how that works, too.
We have the clipboard a couple of days in the off-season at Keeneland as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the most work you ever had out there while you were there?
I think when they first put the poly track in, we put in maybe 210, 230.
Wow.
Woo!
It's not that busy now, though. It's kind of quieted down since then. But that was the first year when we had all those Derby contenders training there.
Yeah. Oh, boy. How long have you been doing it?
Since they put the poly track in, so I think that we're going on my fifth year.
Yeah. Well, has it been in that long? I mean, I thought it was in longer than that. I don't know. I
talked to Leanne this morning, who had my job prior, and she said it had been 5 years.
I'll be darned.
Because she commented that people are still trying to give her times.
Yeah.
She hasn't done that job in 5 years.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Jack, she came out and helped me after the break sometimes. And one morning here, it was just the two of us for some reason. We had 119 works.
Oh, wow, that's hard.
For two of us.
Yeah.
Oh, it was wild, boy, let me tell you.
So what time's track open at Keeneland?
Well, I don't think your mic's on, Jackie.
Oh.
What time's track open at Keeneland?
5:30.
You got lights?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can't remember seeing lights because I've only been to Keeneland during the day.
Yeah, we open at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you just do works on the upper track. Nothing on lower tracks counted.
That's correct. Well, some trainers will say that they work a half or less on that lower track.
Right, it's 5/8, isn't it?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
I believe it
with you.
Is.
I think so. I was wondering.
The one we have, the center one here, is 5/8. And I'll have maybe 3 or 4 works. You know, most people work on the upper track. It's a good track.
They might do a baby down there or something, you know, just short.
Yeah. Oh, well, getting back to why you came here.
Yeah.
Other than just shoot the bull, which is what we do here most of the time. How does somebody get a horse in this thing of yours now?
We have a website at tbhorseshow.org, and that will have all the information and the entry blanks on there that they'll need. Or they can email me at janrehl@gmail.com. And I'm just kind of encouraging everybody to come out and show off their thoroughbred.
Yeah.
Even the pasture ornaments can come out and go in the in-hand classes.
There you go.
Oh, ooh. You've got in-hand classes.
Yes, and we're working really hard at encouraging that because a lot of these horses.
We got a bunch of them. Well, we got not a bunch, but we got retirees. They'd probably kill me if I put them in a trailer. I mean, they don't.
But they're going to enjoy the fact that you might groom them for a month beforehand.
I don't think
so. And then bring them out.
See, you heard about the they had a grooming contest. This just is the cleverest thing I've ever heard. The horse park had a statewide grooming class for 4-H contest for 4-H'ers, pony clubbers, and everything. Now you know they're getting every horse out there at that
cleaned
horse
up.
Park cleaned up.
For nothing.
Absolutely.
For nothing. I mean, I got four horses. I want to have my own grooming contest. I don't want to get out there. Oh my word! Isn't that the smartest thing in the world?
It is.
Whew.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, the in-hand classes are really popular in the quarter horse world and some of the other halter classes, and I'm really trying to develop that.
They just bring them and show them.
Yes, in-hand, yep. Yeah. Just walk them, and part of it is judged on the horse's grooming, and part of it is judged on the handler and how the horse is handled by the handler, and they do a little walk trot pattern in hand. So I would really like to develop those so that that would be a good opportunity for some horses that can't go on and do all the jumping.
Yeah, yeah.
And for the owners who don't want to ride, but they enjoy having them.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
As pets.
Is there a fee to start to bring one out there? Or what?
The classes are $12 each, and then it's a $15 office fee.
Okay.
So we try to keep it very reasonably priced, and the horse park, John Nicholson at the horse park, has been very generous with our costs and keeping those low for us at the horse park so that we can try to keep our costs down.
Cause yeah, John's a great guy.
He is. He's a big thoroughbred advocate.
Oh, yeah.
What time does it start?
The jumping classes in the Hunter Ring will start at 8 o'clock, and then the dressage classes will start at 9 in a separate arena.
Which rings? Outside?
They're in the outside Claiborne Ring. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's kind of up on the hill.
Right. It's up on the hill by the secretary's stand. I think it's the Claiborne and the Stone Lee. Are the two rings?
Okay. Yeah. I was thought of something else to ask too. Well, when they show these things in hand, do they use halters or bridles or bits or what?
Samantha Klein, our in hand judge, feels that everybody can do whatever they're comfortable with. If they want to do a halter or a shifney or a bridle,
twitch.
Twitch. That's exactly. I'm trying to think. What could I bring out there? Twitch.
Well, when she said just a halter, I said, "Boy, I'm going to have an outrider."
Yeah, okay. Sure are. For ours, she would. They're not crippled enough.
I said, "Please put a shifney on them." She said, "Of course."
Just not. Ours aren't well behaved enough to.
Are there any prizes?
Oh, yes. We have ribbons first through sixth place, and we qualified for the Thoroughbred Incentive Program that's put out by the Jockey Club.
Okay.
So we'll have high point awards that come with a big ribbon from the Jockey Club and a saddle pad and a $100 check.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. So. Sold.
So, right. Now, if I can find some sucker to take one of mine out there.
Anybody
come on, you
got to
show off that Thoroughbred.
Oh, they're all so old.
There must be somebody behind me. Don't look over here.
Well, we have a lot of 10-year-olds and up showing. In fact, I've developed classes for the 10-year-olds and up to try and encourage people to adopt that age group. So we have an in-hand 10-year-old and up, and we have an in-hand war horse class, which means your horse has to have 25 starts or more or $100,000 in earnings or more.
Well, that one we got would qualify.
Hey, but we won $168,000. He'd qualify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just not crippled enough to behave himself. That's the problem.
Or evenly crippled. I'm not sure.
Evenly crippled.
No, he's got a grapefruit joint.
We're going to overlook all of that.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's a real pretty little horse.
Yeah, he is beautiful. He's beautiful. I just don't know how he'd behave.
Yes. You got a personality like
that. I mean, I'd hate to be the one that the first one they had to ride or outrider have to go pick him up.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
Well, yeah, but this is our own show. It's only Thoroughbreds are going to be there, so everybody's in the same boat.
Okay. Yeah. It's a little Gopher Jen gelding
that
we rescued.
He's real pretty.
Yeah. Then we've got two more that I trained. That survived.
Now, I'm not going to take that one crafty prospector anywhere. I can hardly get him to the barn on certain days. Right. And he's a gelding. He's a goof.
Yeah, he is a goofball.
And then the other one.
He isn't the prettiest horse in the world. I don't think I'd want to show him. But these,
the other one's gotten so old he's way back.
I've seen better heads on a mug of beer, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he's not attractive.
All right. Well, Jan, we'll let you go.
Do you have a show bill here with us?
Huh?
Did she leave a show bill?
I didn't bring one, but I can get you one. Yes, I brought you this information.
Oh, yeah. Would it be online?
Yes, it's all online at the tbhorseshow.org.
Okay. TB is in Thoroughbred, tbhorseshow.org. Can't miss
it. Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Dan, nice meeting you.
Well, nice meeting you, and
come
thank
back
you so
any,
much.
Listen, come back. If any time you want something to promote on, with this, come
I'm
on.
I'm going to have to come back for a report on after our first show.
Oh, absolutely.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, please do.
I'm going to come back for a report see how many people came out.
And we know who you are. Just come by.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Now that we know you, we know we're not getting a ringer.
See, so now that I know her, I'd be too embarrassed to take one of those plugs.
Well, we're having a competitor's party Friday night, so if you bring your horse, you get two tickets to the competitor's party, so think of that part.
I'm good at competitor's parties. That's the best part I do.
There we go.
All right, I better catch up here. Running a little bit late.
Thank you.
Let's see, where are we? Oh, well, Unbridled Song, it's our 12 grade 1 stakes winners, and arguably the fastest. His first defense. He sprinted 7 furlongs and won 20 and 4 at Belmont, 121 and 2 at Saratoga, 122 and 1 at Churchill. Won the grade 1 $250,000 Forgo at Saratoga, won that by 6. Won the grade 3 Jiper at Belmont, 6 furlongs and 9 and 2. Bocas Maiden as a 2-year-old by 8 and a quarter length. That was at Belmont. Carried his speed around 2 turns to score in the Long Branch Breeders' Cup Stakes at a mile and a 16th. He was also a game second to Hard Spun in the grade 1 King's Bishop, and he was equally adept on dirt and grass. And First Defense has the confirmation and female family to match his sire line and racing ability. His dam, grade 1 stakes winner, Honest Lady, is one of 5 graded stakes winners, 4 grade 1 stakes winners, out of grade 1 stakes winner in Broodmare of the Year, Toussaint. 2 of those grade 1 stakes winners were successful sires. There's no substitute for speed. So watch First Defense's first crop 2-year-olds come out running this year. In fact, 2 experts asked by the Thoroughbred Times to select their top picks for who they will believe will be the nation's leading freshman sires named First Defense among their top choices. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, the grade 3, the grade 3 $800,000 Sunland Derby was won by Daddy Knows Best, bred by Patricia Ann Alia and raised by Bill Betts. The winner of the Grade 3 Blue Square Winter Derby at Longfield, Premio Loco, was bred by Dr. Chuck Kidder, Dr. Nancy Cole, and Dr. John Grigg. Bourbon Bay, winner of the Grade 2 San Luis Rey at Santa Anita, and Chips All In, winner of the Pasadena Stakes at the same track, were both bred by Adina Springs, all clients of Macaulay Brothers. So add 4 more stakes wins and 3 more graded stakes wins to the total top-class stakes winners raised on Macaulay Products. And as you know, Macaulay Products, Macaulay Brothers was the first feed mill in the nation to devote 100% of their time and resources developing products exclusively for the horse. And this policy is paying dividends for users of the Macaulay Products. Call Mike Warren and David Longmire and talk to them about your feeding program. The number is 873-3333. You're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, where it's all about the horse.
Sally Van's safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about my good friend Jim Fitzgerald over at Knott Griffin Farm. Jim came over here from Ireland many moons ago. He's a graduate of the Irish National Stud. Came up under Michael Osmond, John Williams, Lee Eaton, best people you could come up with in the world. Owned Knott Griffin Farm since back in 1994. And he's got another lovely farm, Harper's Island. They're just not 10 minutes apart. And Knott Griffin, of course, is in Bourbon County. Harper's Island's right close by, and he specializes in boarding and sales prep. Sales, either public or private, he can handle it. Rehab. Got quality farm help and just give you some good, sound, common-sense advice. And he's somebody you can trust in the horse business. He'll treat you right and send you the right direction. That's my good friend Jim Fitzgerald at Knott Griffin Farm. And the number out there is 987-8032. All righty. said, "Hush up, Arthur." That's Arthur Hancock singing there. How we gonna play that all the way through down there in Mary Jane? Okay. I'm talking to Brian Turner, who's filling in for Steve Moody this week. And, Steve is on a little under the weather. And Brian's filling in for him, both with BRIS, that's Bloodstock Research Information Services. And, I guess Brian, you're doing the fairground sheet now, right?
I'm doing the Louisiana handicapper for him.
Now, you're going to do Keeneland? Well, if Steve's not back?
Yeah, if he's hopefully he'll be back, but if he's not, I'm going to fill in for that for him too.
Okay. All right. Did you have a chance to, I'm asking you about a tomorrow's race, but I'll take anything you got. I'll take a winner either day. Did you look at the Louisiana Derby?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had that, been looking at that for a few days now.
Well, I think that's the one most people are interested in. So let's talk about that one.
Okay. When I'm looking at that race, I really like the effort that Mark Valesky put in last out. It was his first attempt at a route, his second start back from the layoff, and put a real nice effort down there in the Risen Star Stakes. Stalked the pace early, had the lead for a brief while there, and then was caught late coming up a nose short. But 5.5 lengths clear of the next nearest rival in there. So I think he might be ready for a big effort here in his second attempt at a route and his third start back from the layoff.
Okay. And what's his post position, do you know?
He's in post position 8. He's part of the coupled entry Larry Jones has got in there along with Mr. Bowling, who put in a pretty disappointing effort last out in the Risen Star, finished last, but had been in real nice form prior to that and could bounce back with better today.
Okay. He's in both of those things, owned by Burry Jones, and both by his studs, Mr. Bowling by his stand, and Mark Valensky is by Proud Citizen.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, who else do you like in there, 2 and 3?
I thought there was a nice maiden last out, Cigar Street. Put in a real nice effort here last out in the second career start in his first attempt at a route. Absolutely dominating him. Took the lead out of the gate and just improved his position from there to finish 13.75 lengths clear of the field. And this is, you know, jumping up to face stakes competitions, you know, a little iffy here, but if he can put in an effort like he did last out, I think he's going to be pretty tough in this spot too.
He had a great speed rating that last race.
Oh, absolutely. Had a nice 100 brisk speed rating. You know, it'd be his third start out, and, you know, might even be capable of even better things today.
Okay. He's the 6 horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's you having the show spot?
And then I also, Todd Fletcher shipping over that windsurfer from Gulfstream. Broke his maiden last out, the second start back from the layoff. You know, it was a nice stalking position early and finished real well late, and claimed the victory by about 2.5 lengths. And I think he, you know, Fletcher's always a threat no matter where he's at.
Yeah, it's a sprite stand. Mm-hmm. Windsurfer, yeah. He belongs to Windstar, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, on the Windstar.
Valasquez is on him. Mm-hmm. Let's see who's riding your pick down here. Oh, no Pavernick.
I got Rosie aboard.
Rosie. Well, she's by far the best looking down the rider you got.
I'd have to agree with you.
Yeah, right. All right. Okay, what are those numbers? Give us the 1, 2, 3, Brian.
That's the 1A and, hold on a second here. That's the 1A. Well, I've lost my horses here. Hold on a second.
We got plenty of time.
There, got the 1A and the 6 and the 3.
1, 6, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your trifecta for the tomorrow's Arkansas Derby.
Yeah, absolutely. And
this is always the top of your head. I know you're not responsible for this, but who you like in the Florida Derby today?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I've been so busy keeping up with Steve's stuff, I haven't really had a chance to sit down and look at it that much yet. I was going to do that here in a little while.
Okay. Well,
but I've been doing my job and you know, trying to help Steve out here. It's got me a little off.
Okay. What's your other job, Brian?
I also do our daily selection sheets that Briss has over there.
Oh, okay. Okay. How long have you been with Briss?
I worked out of the actual office there for, I think, for about 10 years there, and now I kind of subcontract out.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a great outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Happy's one of them. Happy Broadbent is one of my favorite people. Nice guy. Always been great to me.
And he was always great to work for, too.
Well, I couldn't do this show without him, to be truthful about it. And the old race results that I used to have show, post-time show, he set up a program for me, you know. It was that he went out of his way to help me, and it was great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'm indebted to Briss. So anyway, okay, well, Brian, I appreciate your help, and I'll go bet the farm on your selection.
Well, I don't want you to lose the farm, but might put a little something on them.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Appreciate
it. Okay, bye-bye.
All righty. Jackie, you want got, is it time for that already? Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. If you're breeding to race and you're looking for a promising young sire that stands for a modest stud fee, I've got no qualms about recommending Mooston Farr. He stands for $3,000 live foal over at Shadwell Farm. Now, listen to this. He has six starters in his first small crop. Six starters. Four of them have already won, and the fifth is placed twice in four starts. Groom of Doom won a maiden special of Mountaineer last Sunday, and you know the purses for a maiden special down there are pretty good. Mothiba, racing in Europe, has a first, a second, and a third, and is stakes placed. Ms. Mooston Farr won her first start in a maiden special. Mookhammer has two wins and three seconds, never run for a claiming price. It's not surprising that the Mooston Farrs are running, because Mooston Farr was a runner himself, a graded stakes winner at both Keeneland and Belmont. In fact, he won and placed in nine graded stakes, including grade one stakes, and he was equally adept on dirt, grass, and synthetic. He earned over $625,000. And Mooston Farr is by Sire Sire's Unbridled, from a great female family, and that stud fee again, $3,000 for a live foal. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes out of Shadwell Farm, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. I want to talk a little bit about my friend Mort Shirazi. I saw Mort out here where he worked too this morning, I believe. Mort trains out here at the Thoroughbred Center, having a good year, exceptionally good year, as a matter of fact, this year. He sired little better than 28% winners this year.
Ooh, that's good.
And 86% have run 1, 2, 3, and 100% of them have run 1, 2, 3, 4, and
ooh,
that's where the biggest part of the purses are, you know.
That's right.
And he does it with horses that people send him a lot of problem horses. He liked to upgrade his stock because, you know, it can drive you crazy fooling with problem horses. And the fact that he's getting run out of these horses, some of them couldn't get to the, other people couldn't get to the races, is pretty impressive as far as I'm concerned. Mort has been out here he's got a background in racing. His family's been involved in racing over 100 years. He's a UK grad, as a matter of fact. Big fan of basketball. That's all I want to talk about
today.
It this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he spent, managed the Swifty Farms up in Indiana for 10 years. Was up there. He's done some work, bloodstock work in the past for Lane's Ed. I met him when he was over at Payson Stud, and he has his own agency now. It's Shirazi Bloodstock. Let me spell his last name for you. Shirazi Bloodstock. And he deals, you know, with seasons, appraisals, usual things that they do. He's a nice guy, somebody you can trust, and he's both as a bloodstock agent and as a trainer. And let me give you his website. He started out with really rogue horses, you know, so his website is bronkbusters.com. BronkBusters.com. And that's Mort Shirazi, and he's out here at the Thoroughbred Center. Just stop by here, and I can direct you to him, or he's down here a lot. Nice guy. And phone number, let me get it. It's an 85 number. It's 351-2360. All righty. Well, Todd Pletcher said that Super Saver was my fastest two-year-old that year after he won the historic Grade II Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill. Next year, Super Saver won the nation's most coveted race, the Grade I Kentucky Derby, retired with earnings of over $1,889,000. And Super Saver covered 145 mares in his first season of stud last year. His first foals arriving this year, they're absolutely drop-dead individuals, good-looking individuals. He has everything going for him. He was precocious at 2, a classic winner at 3. His first foals are outstanding, and his pedigree, one of the best in the book. He is one of 2 Kentucky Derby winners by champion Maria's Mont, sire of some 60 stakes winners. His dam, an excellent runner herself, is a grade 1 producer by AP Indy. His second dam is a graded stakes winner and grade 1 producer by Mr. Prospector. His third dam is a grade 1 winner and grade 1 producer by Northern Dancer. His fourth dam was a champion herself, numbered among a grade 1 progeny, the outstanding sire Private Account. To quote John Prather, Super Savers, sire power is tremendous. Stands for $20,000 doing a foal stands and nurses at Windstar Farm. There's a 5% discount fee paid by November 1. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy and Jenny Barnett, and see the website at windstarfarm.com.
Run, old Molly, run. Run, old Molly, run.
All right, Jackie, you got something to do over there?
I just wanted to mention that how many weeks ago was it we got hit by lightning and knocked out every wire in the house? And we've got our insurance with Hopewell. And what I learned was the agent's real important, but what's real important about an agent is they get you hooked up with an insurance company that doesn't fight claims. They come out and they send an adjuster and they look and, you know, you've paid your premium and you get what you bargained for, a straight contract. And then we got Linville Electric in Paris, and they're Leroy Linville's grandsons, and they're two of the nicest guys.
It's a family operated thing.
It's family, yeah. It's Neil and Scott, and they were in and out of our house for, you know, however long it took. Nicest bunch of people you can imagine. We're almost done. We got a couple of holes to patch, I think, you know, under where they had to put in a new breaker box and all that kind of stuff.
And they had to rewire the whole darn house.
The whole darn house.
We were lucky we didn't have a fire that night. You know?
Yeah. And they've been just super. I just wanted to thank them because, and, oops, even though they found another snake in the crawl space, that's number 2. Yeah. We're keeping a count of the game. We've had how many? 2 dead mice. 1 live, 2 snakes, anything else? Snake skin.
Well, there was something, those little...
moles?
No. What was it? A little lizard or something kind of.
Oh, a salamander.
There you go. I couldn't think of the damn name.
And they rescued our old kitty. Mama Cat she must be 18. And I don't think she knows where she is.
She got down into crawl
space. She got down into crawl space, and one of them got down there.
Neil went down and got her.
Went down and got her out. Snake didn't know. She probably couldn't see that snake. She's so old. Doesn't have any more teeth, and she just kind of hunkers around. But it's been what could have been a really crummy experience hasn't been like that at all because of Hopewell and Limbo Electric.
Yeah, Hopewell Insurance in Paris, Kentucky.
And they call me to see how it's going. Yeah. I don't have to call them. I mean, it's just they're super. I just wanted to mention
that. Yeah, that's Ted McLean down there. He's our good friend.
And
he's taking really good care of us. We got all our insurance with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I realized when this happened that it's a good insurance agent is really good. But the really other half of that equation is they get you with a good, reliable company
to do the repairs
to come up with pony up with the money.
They know who's good and who's bad.
Yeah. So anyway, I just want to say that.
Yeah, nice people too. Okay. Anything else you got going? You want me to do something?
No, you got time to do something?
Well, yeah, I can always take time. Of course, I can do commercials. I've got a couple of commercials.
Are you going to read something?
Yeah, I will. I always carry my Joe Palmer book, and I can always fill in with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, I haven't done either. Well, yes, I did, but I'll do that to end
the
show.
Did the winners from here?
Yeah, I did once. What's that? What?
You got your... What's called?
My goodness, yeah. Yeah. Okay. That'll fill it in for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Arch sired the winner of the Grade 2 Pan American Stakes at Gulfstream last Saturday. In fact, he sired 3 graded stakes winners already in 2012, including his 8th Grade One Stakes winner. And one of those eight Grade One Stakes winners is Arch Arch Arch, winner of the Grade One Arkansas Derby. Now, prior to his impressive victory in the Arkansas Derby, he had won the Grade Three Southwest Stakes, also at Oak Lawn, and the Sugar Bowl Stakes at the Fairgrounds in what was just his second career start. In fact, he's the most precocious son of Arch at stud. Arch 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 is bred along the same lines as Eclipse Award winner Blame. Both are Grade One Stakes winners by Arch. Both are out of granddaughters of Mr. Prospector, which perform with distinction in stakes races. In fact, Arch 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 Dam placed in five stakes, two graded, and both went on to become Grade One Stakes producers. Arch Arch Arch's second dam by the great Nureyev won Grade One Stakes, and the family abounds with superior graded stakes winners. The Arch 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 is standing his first season of stud this year, and he stands for $10,000 to win a full stanza nurses at Spendthrift Farm. Get in touch with Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Sean Fell or Ned Toffey, 294-0030, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage. That edge is BristNet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer staff, detailed pedigree data, Brist class, pace, and speed ratings, free membership, handicapping contests, exciting monthly giveaways. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
All right, I want to talk about my good friend Steve Anderson's new organization called EquineSavings.com. And in the debris over here, I've got some more information, Jack, if you look through there and see if you can find it. But, here's exactly what he does. And at Equine Savings, if you will, you get your savings on some really prime candidates like farmpaint.com, Toro and Exmark, farm equipment, the mowers, you know, those Toro mowers, they aren't any better. If you can get up to 28% off Toro, as a matter of fact. And if you go down there and buy one of those, all you have to do is go to the Toro dealer and tell them that, you know, you're buying this through equinesavings.com. You don't have to pay anything to join. It's just a wonderful organization that, you know, you got nothing to lose, as a matter of fact. And not only that, Steve donates a portion of the profits that of what you spend to the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association and the Kentucky Owners and Breeders Association to help promote racing. And the other place that if you're starting to paint, and we're getting ready to paint our farm, little farm down there in Paris now, and the paint company got a new location here. That is Abico, A-B-I-C-O, Paint, and they're out on 700 Phillips Lane in Lexington. And the number out there is, it's an 877 number, 441-3297. But anyway, that's a sale number. And, but it's great paint. We're going to do some painting on our place with using that paint.
Yes, we are, and we'll let you know how it turns out. We'll let you know how it turns out.
Okay. All righty. And, but, it's once, as I'm talking, telling you that, the easiest way to get in touch with this is to log on. Doggone, I kept losing this thing. And let's see. Oh, yeah, here we go. It's, Steve, let me give you this number. It's 502 number 863-6000. And that's how you get in touch with Steve
Anderson.
That's
easy to remember because it's Georgetown.
Yeah, it is Georgetown. So farm paint and for Abico Organics, it's farmpaint.com. That's what it is. That's the name of the paint. I forgot. I misplaced this sheet that was supposed to be in front of me. It's farmpaint.com, and their new location is out on Phillips Lane, 700 Phillips Lane. You go out Old Frankfort Pike out that direction and turn right on Phillips Lane. So that's where they are. Now, that Abico I was talking about is an organic pest control. And it's a great organization also if you want to take care of those pesky flies and so forth. Office Depot, Jackie, we'll use that. Boston Steel for custom-built water tankers, whatever. I mean, it's absolutely a wonderful organization to be affiliated with because you can save a bunch of money.
I'm for that.
And that's Equinesavings.com. And here's the number, 877-905-0004. Or go to equinesavings.com. Man, yeah.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, this guy says the horse can do, if he says...
All righty, I got to take care of my good friend David Schweitzer out there. Pretty near forgot you, David.
6 hours and 10 minutes to the game, says Ressi. Go ahead, Ressi's, start counting.
Ressi's starting stall walk over here a little
bit. I know, he's got a great big shirt on, says Beat Louisville. Woohoo!
Boy, he does, doesn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah, well, he can break that out every year. All right. Dave likes me to announce, David's, well, of course, with the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association in Toba, and he likes me to announce the Breeders of Kentucky Bred Stakes winners from last weekend and the San Luis Rey Stakes out at Santa Anita. It's grade two. Winner, Bourbon Bay, was bred by Dina Springs. The Pan American Stakes, grade two, at Gulfstream Park, winner, Newsdad. Of course, Newsdad is by Arch, and he was bred by James S. Karpf. The Sunland Derby, grade three, $800,000 pot. Daddy Knows Best won that one. He's by Scat Daddy, and he was bred by Patricia and Alia. The Tokyo City Cup, grade three, at Santa Anita, went to Dynamic Host, and Dynamic Host was bred by Gaynor Rupert. The Bourbonette Oaks, the Bourbonette Oaks at Turfway, as a matter of fact. Winner, In Lingerie, was bred by Colt's Neck Farm. The Sunland Park Oaks, $200,000 pot there, too. Princess Arabella was bred by Greenwich Cattle Company. Let me move right along. The Rushaway Stakes, down at Turfway Park. Flashy Dresser won that. He's by Flashy Bull. Bred by Ricky G. Smith, and Fred Seitz trains that one out here at the Thoroughbred Center. The Pasadena Stakes at Santa Anita, Chips All In, bred by Adina Springs. The Happy Ticket Stakes at the Fairgrounds, it was a dead heat there. One half of the dead heat was Inspired, and he was bred by Peter Blum. The Lynn Clare Stakes at Aqueduct, winner was bred by Aquitania, bred by Mrs. Arturo Peralta Ramos. That's Jackie Ramos, for those of you who know that way. Blue Square Winter Derby, grade three. Premio Loco winner was bred by Dr. Chuck Kidder, Dr. Nance Cole, and Dr. Johnny Griggs, who live out there on Ferguson. Both of them got farms on Ferguson. And I believe that wraps it up for there.
I wanted to say something again about Steve Anderson's Equine Savings, you know. I want to look into Arbico Organic Pest Control because we've got bugs everywhere. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's, well, it's that kind
to,
of year.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay anything. You just call them up and say, write me down.
Yeah.
I wonder how that works after that. I guess they give you discounts or coupons.
No, they're well aware of equine.com and equinesavings.com and... Yeah. And what he's doing actually is acting as a sales agent for him.
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so, and he can get you discounts.
That's the key.
That's the key. Save you some money.
And his number is 502, which is Georgetown, 863, which is Georgetown, 6000. Even I can remember that.
Well, good. Thank you for helping me, Jackie, because I screwed the first one up.
No, you didn't. I heard you say something about pest control, and I thought, this is the warmest, buggiest spring.
Oh, I thought maybe you want to get rid of me. I didn't know.
Well, that, no.
All right, well, winners from out of the Thoroughbred Center, where are they? Since last week's show, let's see, we've got 52 winners now so far. The Rushaway Stakes down at Turfway, Flashy Dresser, was saddled by Fred Seitz, and Fred's been out here for about 3 weeks now. So the horse has done some training here, and Fred's going to train here all summer with us.
Good. He's a nice guy.
Nice guy. Good horseman. Trish Regard saddled one down at Turf at Mountaineer. So did Paul Garcia at Mountaineer. Chuck Hamilton. Chuck used to play professional basketball. Did you know that? No. Played with the old Kentucky Colonels out there in Louisville.
Oh, red, white, and blue balls.
Red, white, and blue ball is right. And nice fella. And then last night, Ron Isbell, and of course everybody calls Ron Shotgun. I asked him one time, where'd you get that nickname? He says, well, you know, he says, you shoot one guy and it stays with you forever.
Funny.
He was lying, of course. I think it's time to sign off. They're not playing any music, but that's it. So well, this is going up on the internet.
Errorsuelis.com, as soon as I can get home figured out.
We'll talk to you next week.